Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis, and this is the last installment of a three-part series exploring music that Bach wrote for the violin. So far, we've heard the sonatas and partitas for solo violin, as well as the obbligato sonatas for harpsichord and violin, and today we're featuring Bach's concertos for one, two, and three violins in a 2013 Harmonia Mundi release from the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. In the liner note that comes with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra's release, Peter Volney gives a wonderful summary of the concerto form in the Baroque era. In particular, he makes the observation that when Bach wrote concertos, he based the form on, quote, motivic thematic integration of the solo part into the ensemble and a contrapuntal elaboration that embraces all levels of the musical structure to which even the concertante principle itself is occasionally subordinated, unquote. That is to say that sometimes, or maybe oftentimes, Bach approached genres like the conventional concerto form with a certain degree of flexibility. Take, for example, the very well-known Concerto for Two Violins, or the Bach Double, as it's usually called. If we're to put a fine point on it, the piece is really more like an orchestral concerto or a concerto grosso. The musical themes and motives are integrated so that all the contributing voices have important and more or less equal roles. Listen to this familiar portion of Bach's Double with that idea in mind. Especially in recordings of violin concertos, we've become accustomed to an orchestra collaborating with a soloist brought in for a specific project or concert. Joshua Bell plays Tchaikovsky concerto with the Berlin Philharmonic, Isaac Stern plays Brahms with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and Akiko Myers plays Vivaldi with the English Chamber Orchestra. But on this recording, the soloist with Freiburg Baroque Orchestra are permanent members of the orchestra, a situation which really suits them. The result is a very tight ensemble in which the energy seems to be unified all along the same plane. And it's something I think as listeners we can really sense. We were listening to some of the first movement of the A minor violin concerto. You get the impression that each individual member of the orchestra can read the other, like an old married couple or a well-oiled machine functioning with polish, balance, and finesse. And speaking of a well-oiled machine, let's hear some of the concerto for three violins. Thank you. The only source copy of this concerto is actually a version for three harpsichords, but most people think that this surviving source is itself an arrangement of a lost violin concerto. So that means that when we hear this concerto performed on violins, we're probably hearing something close to what Bach originally wrote, reconstructed from an arrangement of the original. That's it for our Bach and the Violin series. If you'd like to know more about this recording or any of the others we featured on the podcast, you'll find them on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and check out our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.